There it is.
It's like our first time ever doing this show. It's only been 4 years, and I still can't figure out how to do it. Welcome once again to CrossFit Jeopardy. I'm Chase Ingram.
I'm Captain America.
And along with me is Bill Grundler.
Wolverine.
We have the man behind the curtain, Mr. Barkley Dale, in the middle.
Don't forget, I'm half human, so that 50% of me that's stupid, that's 100% you.
Your math is blowing my mind.
And our returning champ, Mr. John Young.
Please put up Matt Burns' comment real quick. It's bothering me.
Let's see. There are only two. All right, Dill, I got it. Matt Burns, there are only two types of people that wear sunglasses inside, blind people and assholes, and John ain't blind. Actually, fun fact, John, would you like to explain the glasses situation?
So I am blind.
Dick. Way to go, Dick.
A couple of days ago, I got some, my eyes started getting real red and one of my pupils was bigger than the other. And I had inflamed corneas. I went to urgent care and they told me to go to the ER immediately. And then I have to go see an ophthalmologist to make sure it's not something real bad where they have to have like surgery and stuff. And we're working on it. Everything should be okay. But I can't wear contacts for a while. And yeah, so I can't see very well. I'm gonna listen to Chase's voice, and I'll do the antlers when I think I know it. But I'm slightly disadvantaged today. Hopefully it's okay.
Well, John, if I hope you've improved the way you answer questions, which we'll touch on in a second. But I was given a soundbite just in case you decide to walk the same path you walked in the last show.
Because I am often wrong.
All right, so that's just there, just in case. Just in case, but Keith Knapp, center screen, the former director of marketing at CrossFit, now the owner, the proud owner of CrossFit Fairfield. Is that correct, or is it Fairfield CrossFit? I got the right order?
Fairfield, you got it.
All right. Well, hey, I don't know if you guys have watched the show, but every time we have a guest, I try to go the extra mile and give them their own personal soundbite so you guys aren't left wanting. So, Keith, I would like to officially welcome you. This is your first time on Get With The Program, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, right. Gosh, both you guys. Welcome. Well, welcome. Keith, I did some digging, and this one's for you.
Final checkpoint. Answer this question. What is the most unattractive male first name in the English language?
Keith.
Oh, no.
That's a good one.
Man, the things I Google to try to find people's names. I mean,
hey, have you seen Keith from American Idol?
I have not.
Oh, look up Keith American Idol, and you might have a new soundbite for Keith.
Ooh, okay. I'll have to think of that one. I'll think of one. And then Mr. Chad Schroeder. Chad, you were the man behind the scenes. You were the, as we affectionately call, the three-eyed raven of CrossFit lore, history, all things stats. You are the OG statistician. Everybody that learned how to do stats came. It's like the coaching tree, right? The Bill Belichick coaching tree. It's Chad Schroeder at the top. Now, you guys might not recognize him just because he shaved his face. So I don't know if you kept all the knowledge in your beard, but there's one thing Chad has never changed and will never change, and that is, please tell me you're wearing the brown suede Vibram Five Finger shoes.
Oh no!
No,
of course.
Let me see. Let's show the fan forever.
Oh, there
hey, yeah. All right, John, you're in trouble. He's got the five fingers of knowledge on. Yeah. He's got the five finger knowledge. But Chad, I would just like to share. Oh, thank you, Corey. Yes, Corey, you sent that sound clip of "I Am Often Wrong." Chad, I've got a soundbite for you.
I became the three-eyed raven.
Oh. I don't know what that means.
No one does. Honestly, unless you've seen Game of Thrones, No one does.
Yeah, fell apart at the end of the show.
So. But listen, I'm super pumped. I'm ready to get this show on the road. But before we do, quarterfinals is sort of over, but not really over. There's a lot of turmoil on the leaderboard. However, what we're waiting to see is who goes to semifinals. And there are two in North America. That is the West Coast Classic and Syndicate Crown. And I just want to give a little shout out to what we're going to see here in just less than a month will be the beginning of semifinals. Huge shout out to the semifinals that be going down in the last weeks of May, the West Coast Classic, May 24th to 26th, and the Syndicate Crown, 31st of May through June 2nd. If you guys are watching along with us, because this is a viewing experience for those of you guys out there, scan the screen now, get your tickets while they last. They've got day passes. They've got 3-day passes, 2-day passes. Syndicate Crown has an amazing community event that is going on. In fact, what I've heard recently is that the team competition is only 2 days. It's a Friday, Saturday, and I believe there's a competition for the community on Sunday. So if you guys qualify a team, guess what? Your weekend doesn't have to be over. You can join the community event that will be happening on Sunday. So scan the QR code, get your tickets, and get your butts in the seats, because guess what? Texas is all sold out. There's no more tickets available for the CrossFit Games there in Fort Worth coming in August. So you might as well see the Games athletes while they're in your backyard. Now listen, I'm super pumped. We've got 3 contestants for the show. And without further ado, I say we get started. And let's get things on the screen as you don't need us over there. You don't need us over there. You don't even need to see us right now. Let's blow that up. Here we go.
Boom, boom.
All right. Welcome to the show, everyone. Today's categories: podium picker, for the girls, get on my level 1, acronyms, which oddly enough looks like an acronym, and movement specialists. Now, before we get to the final board, the winner of the show, as our partner is Bubs Naturals, the winner of today's show will receive a Bubs Natural morning package. Winner takes home a Bubs bundle. If you guys are watching the show now, scan the QR code on your screen. That'll take you to their website, where everything on the website is 20% off. You've got coffee, collagen, MCT oil powder, apple cider vinegar gummies, hydration packets, everything you need underneath the sun to get your morning started the right way. So please, big shout out to Bubs Naturals and what they're bringing to the table. And now let's get to our board. This is your board. Categories will be at the top. You've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 1,000 as far as dollars on the table. When you guys are in control of the board, you can pick the category and the dollar value of the question that you would like to answer. Once the question is asked, everybody has an opportunity to answer the question. So if Chad is in control of the board, it's not just a question for Chad. It's a question for everybody. And the sign for the day will be our moose antlers for the buzzer, as well as remember, you must answer in the form of what, John?
A question.
The form of a question. What is this? Who is that? Where was this? Don't forget that. Now, as we get into this, Barkley, you had a couple of specific details for these categories for our contestants today.
The answer to podium picker is the podium in finishing order. So three names will be given. First, second, third is that order.
Ooh, you're getting it strict.
This is a category provided by J.R. Howell, and his request when putting together these questions and answers was that the order is part of the answer. So I am respecting that request and making it for today.
All right. In order of first, second to third, for podium pickers, for the girls, those are girl benchmark workouts in their... Yeah, just the names. For level one, that is EDU content. Acronyms, you could probably guess with that. Movement specialists, maybe some riddles in there as you guess who the person is that we are describing with the movement specialists. So, John, you are our returning champion. Where would you like to take us?
Let's go movement specialist for 1,000.
There he goes. 1,000 again. Movement specialist for 1,000. Whether it's a plow or a snatch, this athlete can move weight, and their sister is known for the same thing. John Young.
Who is Neil Maddox?
I don't know who Neil Maddox's sister is.
She can move some weight.
Chad.
Who is Garrett Fisher?
Ooh.
Chad, we're not allowed to look at the comments.
Challenger.
I've got
Challenger. Who is Garrett Fisher? His sister being Lauren Fisher. Garrett Fisher actually won the plow event.
2016,
and Lauren is known to move a barbell pretty well. Back to the board. Chad, you are in the lead with 1,000. You have control of the board. John has negative 1,000. Keith, I figured Keith would win by playing the game of I'm not going to answer any questions and just let these guys bury themselves on the leaderboard.
I'll stay with the movement specialist for 200.
Movement specialist for 200. Whether it be in a pool or an ocean, if it's a swim, it's a win. Ooh. Bill?
Chad Judge, on that one.
Chad on that one? Chad.
Who is Tia Claire Toomey? Oh, pool.
John Young.
Who is Yonikoski?
The answer is, anybody, Keith, want to take a stab? The answer is, who is Jordan Troyan, who won the swim in 2013 and won the swim in 2014 in the ocean and has never lost a swim event that he entered? Chad, you are still in control of the board with $800. John is negative $1,200. Chad, don't get comfortable. John did the same thing in the previous show. I think he gets down to negative three and then he makes a comeback.
Yeah. I'll try not. We'll say a movement specialist for 400.
Sticking with movement specialist for 400. Whether it's the open, regionals, or CrossFit games, if it involves a deadlift, it's a win. John Young.
Who is Austin Maliolo?
Who is Austin Maliolo is correct. John Young, negative 800. However, you got the question right. Therefore, you are in control of the board.
Acronyms for 1,000.
Acronyms for 1,000. MCI. Sorry, dog. That was also incorrect answer. What is mechanics, consistency, and intensity? Back to the board. No one lost any points on that. John Young, you are still in control of the board.
Movement specialist, 800.
Oop, that is not right. There we go. Slow panic. Did you say movement specialist for 800?
Yeah.
Ah. And we have our first daily double. How this will work, Barclay, I would like you to come in here and confirm this, is that you can wager the money at which you have at any number. However, John is in the negative. So maybe you can't wager anything as you're in the negative. However, only John will be able to answer the question. So I guess John's just going for the 800.
Yeah, that'll work.
Question. I'm known for dominating a long row or run, but upper body pulling is the most I've won.
Who is Sam Briggs?
Who is Sam Briggs? She wins the run, she wins the row, but if you ever looked at her placing in the open or regionals, she does not lose anything with ring muscle-ups or bar muscle-ups. John, you have made it back to zero. Chad is still in the lead with $800. Keith has yet to open his mouth once. John, you are still in the lead.
Movement specialist, 600.
Final box for movement specialist for 600. Pull-ups, handstand, push-ups, and pistols, body weight or vested. It doesn't matter to this athlete. She takes the win across all divisions. Chad.
Who is Kerry Pierce?
Who is Kerry Pierce? Correct. Chad, you're in the lead with 1,400. Keith, you have zero. John, you have zero.
I will go with a podium picker for 200.
Podium picker for 200. As Barclay said in the beginning, you must get the order correct. 2016 women's podium. Chad.
Who is Tia Claire Toomey? Catching Tia Claire Toomey. Sam.
John Young.
Who is Catherine David's daughter, Tia Toomey, and Sarah Sigma's daughter?
Correct. Who is Catherine David's daughter, Tia Claire Toomey, and Sarah Sigma's daughter? Chad, you're still in the lead with $1,200. John, you are now at 200, but John, you are in control of the board.
Podium picker at 400.
Podium picker 400. You miss a 1,000 right off the bat, and confidence is shaken going for those low numbers. 2021 men's podium. John Young.
Who is Justin Medeiros, Patrick Vellner, and Brent Fikowski?
Correct. Who is Justin Medeiros, Patrick Vellner, and Brent Fikowski? John has 600. Chad holding strong at 12. Keith, you are playing. Don't forget, you're still here. John, you are in control of the board.
Podium picker, 600.
Podium picker for 600.
Oh, my goodness.
Another daily double. John, however, you do have $600. You must wager some money.
Can I go up to 1,000? Isn't that the rule, Barclay?
No, I think, can we go up to 1,000? Oh, wow. All right. Podium picker, you have to wager before the question is asked.
I would like to wager 1,000.
All right, Barclay. Wagering 1,000. John is the only one that can answer this question. You will have 10 seconds to answer. 2019 men's podium.
Who is Matt Fraser, Noah Olsen, and BKG?
Correct. Who is Matt Fraser, Noah Olsen, and BKG? John, you're now in the lead with 1,600. And you are in control of the board.
I'm podium picker, 800.
Podium picker for 800. 2010 women's podium. Chad.
Who is Annie Thor's daughter. No, can I start over?
Yes.
Who is Kristen Clever, Annie Thor's daughter, and Valerie Vogel.
Nice save. Who is Kristen Clever, Annie Thor's daughter, and Valerie Vogel? Chad, back in the lead with $2,000, and you are in control of the board.
We'll finish out podium picker for 1,000.
Podium picker for 1,000. 2008 men's podium, John Young.
Who is Jason Kalipa, Josh Everett, and Jeremy Thiel?
That's a weird way to say Jeremy, but that is correct. Jason Kalipa, Josh Everett, and Jeremy Thiel. John in the lead with 2,600. Chad in second with 2,000. Keith is just waiting for acronyms, I think. Or maybe a new category we don't have on the board yet. Keith, thank you for being here, by the way. John, you are in control of the board.
Let's go ahead and get acronyms on there for Keith. 800.
Acronyms for 800. John's got a swagger back. He's starting at the top. CVFM, Keith Knapp.
Constantly varied functional movement executed at high intensity.
Get it, Keith.
Correct. Keith is on the board. 800. Hadn't answered a question. And what? How are we at? We are 24 minutes into the show. Yet you are only 1,200 points out of second.
It's like poker. You only play the hands that you know you're going to win.
Keith Knapp, you, sir, are in control of the board.
Acronyms for 200.
Acronyms for 200. GPP. John Young.
Shoot, general physical.
Keith.
General physical preparedness.
Uh-oh.
I was thinking fitness is in my
general physical fitness isn't with a PH. What's going on? General physical preparedness. Keith Knapp, back-to-back answers. He is on the board with 1,000. John's at 2,400. Chad at 2,000.
Acronyms for 400.
Acronyms for 400. AMRAP. Chad.
What is as many reps as possible?
Correct. As many reps as possible. We would also accept as many rounds as possible, but also. Chad, tied for the lead. $2,400 with John Young, but you do control the board.
Finish off acronyms for 600.
Oh, thank you. All right, this is everybody's first warning. Do not forget to answer in the form of a question. I let a couple slide there. All right, Chad. Thank you.
Acronyms for 600.
Acronyms for six.
What is acronyms?
Yeah. Acronyms, yeah. Acronyms for 600. LLLDQ. Everybody's afraid to lose points. What is large loads, long distances, quickly? Back to the board. Chad, I believe you are in control of the board. We still have two full categories left. Categories for the girls and get on my level one.
For the girls for 200.
For the girls for 200. She is also known as the Three Bars of Death, John Young.
Who is Linda?
Correct. 200 points. John, you're in control of the board, and you are in the lead with 2,600. Chad, 2,400, and Keith, 1,000.
For the girls, 1,000.
For the girls, 1,000. She was created to mimic the intensity and stimulus of a men's gymnastics routine. Keith.
Who is Fran?
Correct.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Who is Fran?
Two-minute routine.
Two-minute routine, two-minute workout. Maybe not back when it was created, however. That is why it began. Keith.
Get on my level one for 200.
Get on my level one for 200. This is defined by CrossFit as work capacity across broad times and modal domains. Keith.
What is fitness?
Uh-oh.
He got his category.
Uh-oh. The nice thing about that is it's already in a form of a question, really. Your leader, John Young at 2,600, Chad at 2,400, Keith at 2,200. Keith, you are in control of the board.
Get on my level one for 400, please.
Get on my level one for 400. These are the three movement modalities used for programming CrossFit workouts. Somewhere, JR is screaming into a computer screen. Oh, I'm disappointed, especially on this show of all shows. What are gymnastics, weightlifting, and monostructural?
That's what I was thinking, but like it's a movement modalities.
That's a modality.
Messing me up a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, it's okay.
I knew that's how I had it in my head, Jace.
Well,
what it's worth.
All right. I believe Keith is control of the board still.
Get on my level one for 600.
Get on my level one for 600. CrossFit has dubbed this as the most essential movement for life and fitness. Keith Knapp.
What is the squat?
Be more specific.
What is the air squat?
What is the air squat? There's lots of squats out there. Keith Knapp is now in the lead. He sat there biding his time, letting people get negatives. And now he is in the lead with $2,800. John, $26. Chad, $2,400. Keith, you are in control of the board.
Get on my level one for 800.
Get on my level one for 800. This imaginary plane divides the athlete's front and back halves when referencing position of external objects around the body. Keith.
What is the frontal plane?
Correct.
I knew that one.
What is the frontal plane? Keith Knapp has a 1,000-point lead on John Young. Chad, just 200 points back of John. We've got 1,000 left on the board, 800, 600, and 400, and for the girls. Keith Knapp, you have control of the board.
Get on my level one for 1,000.
Get on my level one for 1,000. The CrossFit level one is categorized as this kind of course. Keith Knapp.
What is a certificate course?
Correct. What is a certificate course? Keith Knapp in the lead with 4,600, 2,000 over John. There's 1,800 points left on the board, plus Final Jeopardy. Keith, you're in control of the board. For the girls is the only category we have left.
For the girls for 400.
For the girls for 400. She is the only new girl to make an appearance in competition in both the MAC. Chad.
What is Gretel? Or who is Gretel?
Both acceptable. Who is Gretel? Keith in the lead with 4,600. Chad at 2,800. John at 2,600. Chad, you are in control of the board. You have a 600 and 800 left.
We'll do 600.
For the girls for 600. She's been powered and elevated, but if we're talking about her cleans, traditionally you better squat them. John Young.
Who is Elizabeth?
Correct. Who is Elizabeth? John Young, 3,200. You have control of the board. Chad, you're at 2,800, just 400 back. Keith is in the lead with a commanding 4,600. We have one category left for $800. It is for the girls. If you partitioned Atalanta, you'd find her in the middle. Chad.
Who is Mary?
Correct.
Ooh.
Who is Mary? And this is your leaderboard as it goes into Final Jeopardy. Now, the way Final Jeopardy works, remember, you can wager any amount of money you wish. You must write down your answer and the money you would like to wager on a piece of paper. I'll let you guys gather that at the moment. You will have 1 minute to guess your answer. And once the minute is over, pens down, hands up. It's like a hot tub check in high school. Going in, John, sitting in third place with $3,200. Chad in second with $3,600. Keith in first with $4,600. Are we ready for Final Jeopardy? Mm-hmm. It's kind of a rhetorical question. It's happening no matter what. All right. Final Jeopardy. Now, Barkley, do I read the question before they wager, or do they wager first?
Wager.
Or it doesn't matter. It's a minute, right? Confidence. I think
John actually remembers this.
John, what is it?
What it is we get the category.
Ah, that's right. We do have the category. All right, so category.
You ask the question.
All right, category. Barkley, I'm hoping this is the next slide. Not the question. Category is world records. World records. And things start to pucker up on Keith's end. World records. So you must, on a piece of paper, write down who you think it is and how much you are willing to wager. You will have 1 minute, and that minute starts now.
Wait, we got the question, Chase.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, guys. Just guess the question. That's it. All right. Sorry. The question is.
Yeah, we got to say our wager first.
Oh, do you everybody have to? Is that how we do it, Barkley? Got to say our wagers?
Yeah.
I like that. All right.
Okay.
Keith, what are you wagering?
Well, no, because then we don't. We're not supposed to know.
Yeah, we're not supposed to know.
Wager. Yeah. We'll just answer.
No wagering. No wagering. Don't tell me.
Okay. Yeah.
Just write it down. Write it down. We're doing great. All right. The question is. This athlete was the first woman ever to break 6 minutes in the bench workout, Jackie. Seconds. We must have your answer and the money you are willing to wager on that answer. No idea. Seconds. Cross it, Wheel of Fortune. Seconds. In 3, 2, 1, hand check, everyone. All right, we'll go first to last. Please give me your answer and the amount you wagered. Keith Knapp.
Nicole Carroll, $1,000.
Nicole Carroll, $1,000. Chad.
Sam Briggs,
$3,599. Just save that dollar in case everybody dips into the negative. John Young.
I said Julie Fouché, $3,200.
The answer is, who is Elizabeth Akinwale? Now, Barkley, what do we do if everybody gets it wrong?
We deduct
you lose your wager.
You lose your wager. So, Keith, how much did you wager?
$1,000.
Go back to the leaderboard, Chase.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Let's go back to the leaderboard. I'm sure someone has been doing it. Keith Knapp. The dark horse coming in, the silent assassin, wins episode 2 of CrossFit Jeopardy with 3,600 points. Chad with a second place finish of $1. And John, not negative, not positive, but sits there.
Listen, I had to go for it to win.
Right at zero. Right at zero. Mr. Keith Knapp, as the winner, you, sir.
As everybody thought.
As everybody predicted on the Heat One app. I did not mean to turn your camera off. That is the opposite of what I was trying to do. You, sir, can give us a little 30 seconds acceptance speech.
30 seconds acceptance speech. Yes. Thank you for the invite. This was a ton of fun. I was interested to hear that people on the Heat One app thought I was going to win. I thought I was going to get destroyed. And I did for two whole, right? Because the history and the competitive side is definitely not my wheelhouse. So it was tons of fun. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Ready for next round.
Yes.
Who are my challengers?
The winner gets to move on to the next show, which should be 2 weeks from now, as we hope you guys enjoyed this second episode of Jeopardy and what some may think is a foregone conclusion. Depending on the categories and what you guys know and don't know, anything can happen.
He only answered one category.
Hey, you run the table. What's that, $3,000 if you run the category table? Wow. I think that's the idea. Well, Mr. Keith Knapp, you may have the highest score on the board, but according to Family Guy...
Final checkpoint. Answer this question. What is the most unattractive male first name in the English language?
Keith.
Thank you guys for joining CrossFit Jeopardy. We appreciate your gamesmanship. We want to thank our contestants and big shout out to Bubs Naturals being our partner of the show. Make sure you guys go to bubsnaturals.com. If you can't scan the QR code because you're watching on your phone, if you go to their website, bubsnaturals.com, if you use the code GWTP, GWTP only, you get 20% off everything in the store. And here's the best part, 10% of all of their profits every day, they donate to a military charity of their choosing. So not only are you getting 20% off and able to get more stuff to improve your morning coffee routine, you're actually helping donate to a charitable cause for military veterans. To our contestants, John Young, Chad Schroeder, Keith Knapp, congrats on the win. Barkley, as always, mad shout out to you. And Bill, thank you for... dancing in the comments for this. And thank all you guys coming to watch the show. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.